and welcome to the replay with Elle and Al for the first week of 2017.
We made it. We made it through 2016. We didn't know if we would.
Barely. We crossed the finish line.
I feel more exhausted actually in 2017.
I know. It could be because it's quite early in the morning and I'm literally in pajamas and Ellie is in
the best Patagonia you've ever seen.
An outfit of sorts. But we're very excited to be back, and we took a little bit of a break over the holiday. Mm-hmm. Where did you go?
Where did I holiday?
Yeah, where did you holiday? I don't use holiday as a verb enough.
Isn't that... It's very European.
Yeah, and I don't ever say I'm on holiday.
I'm on holiday, right.
Yeah.
Right. Because we're not pretentious.
Right.
Well. I was in Philly for Christmas, and then I came back and worked, and then I went to Texas for New Year's. I was in Austin for New Year's, which is really cool. I kind of think maybe Austin should be the next contender for an NBA basketball team. Ooh. Just so it could give us more of a reason to go visit.
Yeah, I love Austin.
Yeah.
It's like awesome. If Phoenix and New Orleans had a baby.
Wow. You just nailed that.
And I'm from Phoenix and I love New Orleans.
And how was Phoenix?
Phoenix was good. The weather was good. Things were good in Phoenix. Yeah. I got kind of sick over the holidays, so that was no good. But everything else was positive.
Did you play, before you got sick, did you play tennis with your dad?
I played tennis after I got sick.
Oh my god, so bold.
Oh yeah. I was fully recovered by then. So it's now, you know, just after the new year when people tend to be making resolutions and such. Are you a resolutioner?
I like the idea of resolutions. I really try. The thing with me is I usually don't have the time to write them pre-New Year.
Right.
So I usually get around to them maybe like mid-January, early February.
Okay.
So in short, no, I'm not. So I'm not good at resolutions.
They're like your winter thoughts.
They're winter thoughts. Yeah.
Winter thoughts.
Yeah, they're nice thoughts, but
there's nothing like a mid-January snowstorm to get your thoughts.
Totally.
Out. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
What are you, I feel like you're big on resolutions.
No, negative.
Really?
I don't think the only resolution I've ever really made in my life was to start a podcast.
Oh my god.
You, and we did it.
And we did it.
So really, I am big on resolutions.
You are big on
and
resolutions.
That I'm batting 1,000.
You're really good at that.
Yeah, I'm really good at them.
Wow.
Will you endorse me for resolutions on LinkedIn?
Yes. Makes great resolutions.
Yes. So we kind of have seen a bunch of New Year's resolution type pieces floating around on the internet for NBA teams.
It's like, been there, done that.
Yeah, and the Step Back did a great one, but we thought, you know, we're a little late to the game, so we're not going to go there. And then we've also seen a lot of, like, 2016 sucked pieces.
Totally.
Which we don't disagree, but
I think everyone's hit us over the head with the fact that 2016 sucked.
Right.
We lived it. I know it sucked.
We were there, and we were there for all the deaths right at the end. Like, we're fully on board. 2016, no good.
Oh, R.I.P. Debbie Reynolds and Halloween Town.
Right. R.I.P. But we wanted to take a little bit of a different approach because we're all about positivity.
We are. In 2017, one of my resolutions, which I probably won't stick to, is to be more positive. Literally, one of my resolutions is to wine less. That's wine, not drink wine
okay,
less.
Okay, good. I was like, we can't. We're going to quit this podcast.
Wine less. And then curse less.
My mom will be very happy with resolution number 2 if it comes to fruition on the pod.
We will see.
All right.
We will see. But, yes, positivity is where we're headed this year in 2017. Okay. So we want to talk about what we are most grateful for.
In 2016.
In 2016.
Yeah. And then what we're looking forward to most in 2017.
Indeed.
Yeah. All
these numbers are really...
Whew, okay.
Me this early.
So what were you grateful for that happened last year?
I'm just going to throw out, like, boom, easy, J.R. Smith shirtless.
Yeah.
At the Cavs parade.
Blessed.
Because everything that we've gotten out of that and since... from him has just been phenomenal. I just think that was the turning point for J.R. Smith in terms of everything.
Like in popular culture.
In
he
popular
had started
culture.
To like turn the tide a bit basketball wise, but you're totally right.
Right.
Like
it
the president
huge.
Called and asked for him to put a shirt on.
Right.
You know you've made it when the president asks you to put a shirt on.
When the president makes a priority to make sure you're clothed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like
you're
a national
a
security issue.
You're a big deal. Holy crap.
I can't
that
wait
was,
to
that
see
was good of Obama.
Donald Trump's tweets when J.R. Smith is shirtless this year.
Oh my God.
I should have put that in the looking forward to category. Do we think Donald Trump has ever watched a basketball game?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure he has. Do you think Donald Trump has ever tweeted about J.R. Smith yet in this point in time?
Not yet, no. There's time for everything.
I wish I had time to do a deep dive.
There are some bizarre tweets from before. Like, he tweets crazy stuff now, and he's about to be the president. The stuff this man tweeted in, like, 2012 is absolutely outrageous. I kind of along a similar note, am just obviously deeply grateful for Summer Melo.
I was gonna say the USA men's Olympic basketball team.
And it's related.
But Summer Melo for so many reasons.
My Halloween costume.
It gave us the Halloween interaction with Lala.
It gave me celebrity.
It gave you a celebrity. You were viral.
I was viral.
You were trending on Instagram.
The group thread for the Olympic team.
The texting thread, we're going to get some Russian hackers actually to get on that.
Or a 400-pound 14-year-old who can hack. And then I think the often overlooked part of Summer Melo, I mean, obviously, whatever, all the Olympic stuff and, like, winning a medal and things that are important.
Right.
Becoming, the all-time leading scorer. Was the what the fuck fit? Oh shoot, I broke your resolution. I guess it's yours, not mine.
Yeah, it's not yours.
All right, I was in it with you. that face that he made while Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving were singing Vanessa Carlton on the plane. Just like will forever be emblazoned in my mind, you know?
We should make shirts with that face.
And then take them off to join J.R. Smith.
Summer of Mellow. We should have made Summer of Mellow shirts.
Let's make them this year.
That's a regret from 2016.
Let's make them this year. Who's to say he can't have Summer of Mellow can't strike twice?
I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
I'm hopeful. That's one of the things I'm most wishful for in 2017. Speaking of the summer, I do have to say I think one of the things I'm most grateful for, which I had mixed feelings about at the time, was the Kevin Durant move to Golden State.
And now you're grateful. Wow.
And now I'm grateful.
Look at that one.
Because I think it's made the NBA just that much more interesting.
Yeah, people are heated.
Yeah. And I read ESPN, for whatever reason, came out with an article about, the decision on Kevin Durant's part.
Yeah.
It came out on Monday. I don't know why it came out on Monday.
People will not give it up.
But it just, the whole timeline. And I'd forgotten the Hamptons.
The Hamptons.
We talked about it.
Yes.
Kevin Durant stole away to the Hamptons to make one of the biggest decisions of his life.
Who doesn't, though?
The best part... He was on holiday. And the best part in this article that I didn't know, and maybe people knew at the time... So the Thunder wanted to stay close by when he was in the Hamptons, but they couldn't. Everything in the Hamptons for, the 4th of July weekend was booked. So, Billy Donovan and the assistant coach or whoever stayed in, a crap Holiday Inn Express, outside of the Hamptons, but in Long Island.
Like on the North Fork?
Yeah. No, not even on the North Fork. In crap Long Island. Sorry for all my Long Island.
Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Isn't that ridiculous?
And then
he
didn't.
And then he didn't go to the Thunder.
Yeah, I'm really depressed right now.
But
whew!
But yeah, but I'm thankful that he's in the Bay Area. I think he's thankful and grateful he's in the Bay Area.
I am grateful for his Reddit-based tour of the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that was a high point in my life because he was right by my old apartment.
Right.
On Durant Street.
He just didn't even know.
Durant and Telegraph. And it's funny because every day I used to walk by that street and be like, I think I once Instagrammed a photo of it and tagged him in it. And he didn't listen to me then, but look at him now.
You're a genius.
He's obsessed with it.
You knew.
I knew.
You probably planted the seed, actually.
I did, yes.
That's awesome.
That was before I was an Instagram celebrity because it was before the Summer of Mellow.
True.
Speaking of kind of mellow and Instagram celebrities, I am grateful for vets on social media. I feel like the vets have really embraced social media. You know what I mean?
They really have. In all ways. I mean, tick pics. Can we say enough?
No, we can't.
And I'm excited to see how his social media game improves this year because it really can only go up from where it is.
It's literally his job now.
Yeah. And Dwayne Wade?
Dwayne Wade on Snapchat, again.
I think someone's gotten to him and told him to tone it down a little bit.
Do you think so?
I feel like he's been doing maybe less it's
because,
selfies.
I think it's because he's in season now, so he actually has a job.
True.
But you can tell when Gabrielle Union is, like, filming being Mary Jane. Because he's home alone and bored. Right. And it's just like,
right. He's, yeah.
We need to get
trying
to
out the new face filters.
Right.
And stuff.
Yeah. He loves a good filter. Paul Pierce loves Instagram.
He does.
And all of his costumes. I'm a
Who
big
knew
fan.
He loves to dress up so
I
much.
Like to dress up too. Honestly. I should hang out with Paul Pierce more.
Seriously, though. I wonder if he throws, probably throws a lot of costume parties.
I know. I would attend one.
Yeah.
And then I also. This is probably a lesser known one, but Chris Bosh, you know, he's not playing right now, which is really sad.
Yeah.
But he is posing for a lot of family photos. So his wife, Miss Adrienne Bosh, on Instagram, posts a new, like, professionally photographed, in coordinating outfits, fully arranged on the beach photo of their family, like daily. Like, it must be that that is what he's doing. I'm like, shouldn't you be at a physical therapist, dude? And instead he's on the beach with like all of his beautiful little children.
She's just trying to document this time that he's actually home.
Yeah. And she's an incredibly tiny human. I don't know how whatever photographer is arranging those photos deserves like a prize.
That's why we need professionals.
Yeah.
He's kind of big on the Snapchat game too. He's kind of got to work on it though. A little bit.
Chris, listen up.
Chris.
We're here for you.
Chris, get a little bit more creative.
Get a little bit more creative.
And I mean,
maybe he should go do a residency with Dwayne Wade.
Or Rich Jefferson.
Rich Jefferson. It's true. Speaking of vets Rich.
He's wonderful.
Rich is peak.
He's wonderful, even though I will concur that that was a trip in the Christmas Day game. And the Cavs.
That whole thing got away with something there.
But
they did.
Yeah, it's okay.
All right. Anything else you are grateful for in 2016?
Just as like a last, just kind of like to wrap up the year.
Yeah.
And this is not basketball related. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Lip sync malfunction.
Right. Yeah.
I am grateful for that.
You are.
Because it was so stinking funny to me.
You want me to tell you a shocking fact?
Hit me.
I haven't watched it.
Oh my God. Watch it. It's like, it's really quite painful, but...
Yeah, there's a part of me that can't bring myself. I feel like if you didn't watch it live, the idea of going back and watching that seems hard.
But honestly, it just caps off 2016.
Yeah,
and I know we're being positive here.
Right.
But if you have a sense of humor, I think it's really quite funny.
Yeah, I mean...
Because she just doesn't give a crap.
Do you have plans? Look at you.
I'm trying.
Woo! You are resolved
for your mom
to not curse. Do you watch her reality show? I don't know if it's premiered yet, but I think maybe we should based on that performance.
I like her children. I like the twins.
Speaking of reality shows, T.I. and Tiny broke up.
What?
I mean, just peak 2016, right?
What?
T.I. and Tiny broke up. For those who just started listening to the replay when we switched over to the step back, there is an ode to T.I. and Tiny somewhere in our archives we highly recommend you check out.
Today's going to be a dark day.
Which is effectively me talking for 30 minutes without Ellie speaking at all about T.I. naming all of his kids, including their middle names, and speaking a lot about my thoughts on Tiny and their relationship. So if you're interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
If one NBA player or NBA family were to have a reality television show.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we're going to get divorced.
No, no, no. No, we've already dealt with that with Larsa and Pippen.
Larsa.
If you would want to have one family have a reality television show or one couple,
mm-hmm.
who would it be?
I mean, I think JR is the obvious answer.
Right.
But to be totally honest, I think I'd most genuinely want to watch if it was just kind of 24 hours of watching their life.
Yeah. Right, like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union probably have a pretty interesting life based on the number of hours they spend with them on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
And his kids seem funny, but I probably would want to watch LeBron and Savannah.
Yeah.
I think that Mello and Lala have, like, a real marriage, but Keon seems like a nice kid, but not the most entertaining, you know?
I also don't think...
I think they're real. They'd be boring, probably.
I think logistically, too, I feel like they don't spend as much time together.
Yeah, right.
Because she's always doing her own thing.
Yeah.
She actually was on Instagram Live
last week. She's going to the White House for Obama's last party tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's weird I know that. God. Because she was trying on dresses last night on Instagram. Because she texted me. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. She was like, which one should I wear?
You were like, that one.
That one. All right. So, speaking of all the things we're looking forward to moving forward.
Moving forward.
In 2017. I've started 2017 out with a bang. I saw Jerry Seinfeld live.
Oh, my gosh.
Last night. It was amazing. All I have to say
is that... Did you tell him about the pod?
Yeah, he already listened, so I'm familiar.
That would, I mean, if one person were to listen to this podcast besides, I don't know, LeBron,
yeah,
my number two would be Jerry Seinfeld.
I mean, to be completely honest, this pod could be renamed Comedians in Closet with Coffee right now.
Well done. Alliterations, well done.
You know? Jerry, we're here for you. And he was amazing. He did a whole bit. It was pretty incredible to see Jerry Seinfeld live in New York City.
Where did you see him?
At the Beacon Theater. He's doing a residency there.
That's awesome.
It's like once a month. It was supposed to be for a year, but he extended it. And so seeing him live in New York City was amazing. And then he did a whole bit on Pop-Tarts, which were the formative food of my childhood. I could not move. He basically equated the invention of Pop-Tarts to Moses and the Ten Commandments, like finding the Ten Commandments and the two
and holding them up
like the two tablets or the two Pop-Tarts.
Oh.
Yeah, Jerry's a genius. He still got it. I was so impressed. He's like in his 60s now, which I was also a little shocked by. Because I didn't realize he was the same age as my parents when he was on the show.
Yeah.
He felt more like the Friends group, a little younger, I guess. But he was super physical with his comedy. He was highly energetic. So many comedians, I feel like, and musicians, once they're in their 60s, they've done so many drugs and drank so much. Yeah. Like, they can't move. But he seems drug-free.
That's great.
Yeah.
I hope we're not like that. Hope we can't move.
We're pretty drug-free, so... Yeah. I think we are fully drug-free, let me clarify.
Yeah,
we don't do drugs.
Except for Zycam, when I feel like a cold coming on.
Yeah, so what else are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to... Well, okay, I was just thinking about this, like, how funny would it be, like... I was like, who would be Jerry Seinfeld in the NBA? And, of course, like, we come back to our favorite man. Like, I just was like, maybe Joel. One of the things that I wrote down as what I most wish would happen in 2017, I want a dance-off between Joelle and the Dancing Warriors mom.
You should campaign for that on Twitter, because I bet you do it.
Tuesday, March 14th. I've already marked the date down when they play there.
Okay. I mean,
I think we should start a movement.
I think he would do it. And I also totally...
I think he will naturally. I don't think he'll need us to tell him. That's why I'm wishful, but I'm also confident that this could really happen.
I'm similarly hopeful that his campaign to become an all-star is successful, and the subsequent campaign to date Rihanna that will result from him becoming an all-star. The fact that came out and said, I want to become an all-star so I can date some girl... is gotta be one. He's just the ultimate troll. And I think everybody thinks he's just kind of crazy. Like, he knows he's hilarious.
No,
and that's the best part.
He is, like, actually quite smart.
And he's just trolling the entire world.
Yeah, it's the best. Well, speaking of that, All-Star Weekend is another thing I'm much looking forward to.
Yeah, me too.
And just, like, I mean, New Orleans.
I know. I wish we were going.
I'm still trying to figure out a way to go.
Yeah, we need a press pass of sorts.
Yeah. Or
to
I need
go to all the parties with Ray Westbrook.
Why don't we just DM Ray? Why haven't we done that yet?
Maybe I have.
Okay.
Sad boy.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I'm just excited. I'm very excited for the All-Star Weekend. Yeah. Obviously it's for like, you know, the actual All-Star activities, but just all the shenanigans that we're going to see on social media. I think we're going to see like a lot of Instagram lives. You and I probably shouldn't leave this apartment and should just be monitoring.
I'm very excited for the outfits, obviously.
Right.
It's
very excited for the outfits.
It's fashion week for the NBA.
It's fashion week for the NBA. You know, they're going to be coming off of Mardi Gras. Like, it's going to be...
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
So...
And I'm excited for the, you know, political statement the NBA made by moving it to New Orleans.
Seriously.
I love this game. I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
And we love.
And we accept accept all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am personally very excited for more Kareem Abdul-Jabbar as pop culture critic.
Yes.
He wrote a piece, if you haven't read it, on The Bachelor.
In The Hollywood Reporter.
In The Hollywood Reporter, a natural venue for Kareem to write. And so I've always been a Kareem fan, obviously, who's not?
I love him.
And so, and I always read his op-eds when he writes, but they're usually about pretty thoughtful things, like, you know, race relations mm-hmm. in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then he comes out and is like, The Bachelor is ruining love.
It's amazing. Well, and he starts out that article with the statistic that people are having less sex than ever or something.
Yeah, and I
was like, I'm reading that and I'm like, oh my God, Kareem, don't talk about that.
Yeah, I know. And he also talks about condoms twice in the article.
He talks about
really
condoms.
Specifically, yeah. And in a way where you're like, yo, dude, why Kareem? Why?
We don't have. I believe you without yeah. the condom stats. But although the condom stats do lend to his art,
they're useful. Yes. Yeah, I mean it's. But the best part is when he's like, and they don't even put condoms in the fantasy suite.
That's what he said, and I was like,
whoa.
Also,
whoa.
I mean, I was.
How does he know that?
I was shocked by that fact. Like. In itself, and
yeah,
then exactly. How did Kareem know that?
Has Kareem been in the fantasy?
Has he talked to who's the guy that produces this?
I don't know.
The Bachelor, Burnett or something?
Maybe.
I don't know. How did he get all this information?
I have no idea. Maybe he is close personal friends with Chris Harrison. But
that's
the idea,
what I was thinking of, Chris Harrison.
The idea that Kareem knows like who these people are, and then in my head, so I did two things when reading the article. I read it in Kareem's voice, his very distinct kind of like elite voice, and then I imagined him in the photo where it's the Bachelor in the middle and all of those tiny little women next to him who are probably at most like 5'2 on average, and Kareem is literally 7'2. I'm not a short girl, I'm not, you know, huge, but when I walked into that hotel lobby and saw Kareem, I was like, this human is literally double me. He is a gigantic human being.
When I actually, because we're finally gonna use the footage
from
the interview, so I rewatched my interview with him yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because we needed him to kind of be looking at the camera. And he's looking down at me, and,
yeah,
like, the distance between the two of us is so far that he's literally, it looks like he just is, like, looking at his shirt or something. Because
right.
I'm so small.
And
I'm not small, people.
Right.
We're big humans.
Yeah, we're huge.
Yeah, we're huge.
I want Kareem, honestly. So I looked back at, let me just put it this way. Once I read the Bachelor article, I went on the most ridiculous 48-hour Kareem Abdul-Jabbar binge. I cannot even articulate to you how deep I dove. Like, it was bizarre. I may or may not have ordered some Kareem books on Amazon. I read a list of 20 things he wished he had known when he was 30, which is relevant for me as I approach 30 in the next year and a half.
I actually would like to read that.
And I have actually decided if I am going to make a New Year's resolution, it's going to be one of Kareem's. And there are several that are relevant to me. Maybe we should do a whole pod on the 20 things Kareem wished he knew when he was 30.
I would love to do that.
Hilariously, one of them is watch more television, which I won't be doing because...
You watch a lot of television.
I don't think it's possible. But I want Kareem reviewing everything. I want Kareem to live tweet the Fosters.
Yeah.
Like, that's my dream.
Yeah. Or, like, just have commentary posts. Now we're getting into award season, too. So, like, Golden Globes, like, the Oscars. Why don't we have Kareem up there?
Right. He wrote a whole review on the Nate Parker movie about Nat Turner, Birth of a Nation. Like, Kareem is out
that
there.
That whole thing, yeah.
Yeah.
We should, that's a new, I'm going to add that to the resolution list. Be more like Kareem.
Be Kareem? Yeah, be Kareem. It's
be
catchier.
Kareem the
be
dream?
Be Kareem.
Dream Kareem.
What about be Kareem, period, the dream? Like, live the dream, you know?
All right, I like that. We'll make shirts.
Yeah. I'm also, you know, in more core basketball, I'm hopeful that Russ plays the Warriors in
a playoff
the playoffs.
Situation.
Yeah, I'm a little bit depressed for what that might look like, because I don't think the Thunder, I don't think Russ can take on the Warriors. He didn't even take them on in the one game, much less like a 7-game series. Yeah. But there's a part of me that thinks he's got it in him.
If any one human besides LeBron James could power a team through a playoff series like that, it's him, honestly.
Yeah,
and he wants it so badly.
So badly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I wonder what he's going to do. I wonder if they sold out of trapping paper.
Good question.
Should
I did not follow up on trapping
the,
paper. Putting it on the to-do list.
Let's look into that in 2017.
Yeah. Trapping. I'm literally writing this down.
On a non-basketball related note. Yeah. I mean, it's basketball related.
Tangential.
So, I think one thing that, again, I'm excited for the possibility of in 2017 is the next NBA Kardashian couple.
Mm. Preach.
Preach.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I mean, so I'm thinking Kays, you know? Yeah. I was like, Kristaps is single, far as I know. Kristaps.
Who's got a Kendall?
Yeah, what about... I mean, you know better than me, like, what all of their relationship statuses are now. You keep up with them. But I don't know. Kristaps and Kylie?
No, I refuse. I could see Kylie and Kyrie.
Oh, yeah.
Because if that girl does not dump Tyga soon, I just can't.
Kyrie and Kylie actually is a great match.
I think that would work really well. And she's kind of his type.
I also...
Based on other women he's been with.
Yeah. Well, and he's really cute.
Oh, yeah, he's cute.
Not that Kristaps isn't in a weird way. What about Kawhi Leonard and Chloe? I think he might be too nice, but I think she needs, like, a nice
man. She can do another NBA person.
She needs a nice man.
I think Kendall and Kawhi would be good.
They're
both kind of quiet, a little bit more serious.
Also, Chris Dunn, who's, like, you know,
yeah,
a big deal, or gonna be a big deal. Right. I think Chris Dunn and maybe Kendall.
Okay.
And then I, like, totally forgot that we had some good K's that we hadn't even thought of. I mean, Kyle Korver is definitely married, but, like, you know the Kardashians are gonna go for him because of the double K.
Right.
So, like, I'm just going to put that on the table now.
I mean, Courtney is theoretically single. It's very unclear to me.
He kind of looks like Scott Disick.
He kind of does. Yeah, Courtney and Kyle Korver. Wow.
Courtney and Brad. And then my last K that I really care about is Karl Anthony Towns.
Oh, Cat.
Right. I almost feel like we forget about him over there in Minnesota.
Yeah,
Cat and Kendall.
Kendall could be cute. Because Kendall's the classiest with a K. The last thing that this is a fantasy that I have, obviously. It's not real, but hopefully it's real soon. J.R. Smith on Ellen.
Whoa.
Would be good, right?
That would be fabulous.
Yeah. And then...
What do you think they would do?
Unclear, but she would think of something epic. I actually would really like to see him dance with her would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Him playing Never Have I Ever... would be pretty good. Yeah. I think he would have done everything, but I'm trying to, you know. And LeBron doing carpool karaoke.
Oh.
Because I think that would be great. Usually it's actual singers, but I think he has, like, a pretty good voice. Did you ever watch those Miami Heat karaoke things?
Yeah, those karaoke things. He does have a pretty good voice. Although, they would have to do rap, I think.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like that's what he likes to do.
No, he likes 80s music, too.
Maybe he could do some
Like hair bands.
Maybe he could just do some Prince.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he did Prince at karaoke once.
What makes me sad about this is, like, I feel like we won't see them on a lot of the talk shows because they're so deep into the season.
Yeah,
now.
Till the summer. So 2017 is long.
I know.
This is for the whole year.
I know. You're right.
This is for the whole year.
You're right.
All
right,
so we're going to close out with a quick game. Where we quiz each other on how well we really knew 2016 social media. Because 2016 was the year where, like, everyone is on social media.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And they're all using it, whether you're a vet, whether you're young. The only person I could find who isn't using it was Kelly Oubre Jr.
Because
they wanted to use him for the game.
Yeah.
And he had no game.
I have a fun fact instead of a social media because this dude didn't have any social media.
Yes, love it.
But we'll see.
So we each took, this is how it'll work, we each took three basketball figures because one of my people is not a player. Basketball
okay,
figures.
Okay, so we both stepped outside
yeah,
the
we stepped
stipulations.
Outside the,
here.
We stepped outside the lines. Three figures. And then have either quotes from Instagram or Twitter or something or fact about this person, something they did maybe in 2016, to see how well you knew them.
Right.
And the people that we did was, like, one vet, one kind of in between, and then one person from the Wizards. Because we feel like we don't talk enough about the Wizards. And they are in our nation's capital.
They are in our nation's capital. Yeah. It's important, goddammit.
This is our prep for this inauguration.
Might be, and this might be Donald Trump's new team.
Yeah, it might
you
be
know?
The new team.
Like, we don't know.
It might be.
Okay.
All right, so who are your three people that you're quizzing me on?
My three people are Malcolm Brogdon, Dwight Howard, and Daniel Oshefu.
Okay, great. I couldn't be more excited to guess who said what. I feel very confident.
I know.
Mine for you are Dirk.
Okay. Of course.
Who is a surprisingly frequent tweeter.
He's got a lot to say in all his years in the NBA.
He has game. All right. Markieff Morris.
Markieff.
Not Marcus.
Mm-hmm.
And Ray Westbrook.
Okay.
Ray is not a big tweeter. He is heavy on the gram.
Right. Okay.
I feel like we still have listeners who don't follow Ray Westbrook.
I mean, I don't know if I follow
If you Ray listen Westbrook. To this podcast and you don't follow Ray Westbrook, or you're on this podcast and you don't follow Ray Westbrook, that should be
New Year's resolution. I'm going to work up to it.
All right.
I watched Russell's Snapchat from New Year's Eve when it was just him and Nina and Ray getting drunk by themselves.
Yeah, that's pretty much...
Anyway.
How are Ray's braces?
Okay, so I will start off the bidding here.
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, so which one
okay.
of these three figures?
Can you repeat the names to me again?
Yes, Malcolm Brogdon,
uh-huh.
Dwight Howard,
yep.
and Daniel Oshefu.
Okay.
Retweeted a photo with Frank Kaminsky's girlfriend. Like, him with Frank Kaminsky's... This player with Frank Kaminsky's girlfriend.
I'm gonna say...
And yes, it pains me to talk about Frank Kaminsky's
Malcolm?
Girlfriend. That is a good guess, but that is incorrect.
Who was it?
It was Daniel Oshefu.
Oh.
Because she was, like, a Big East reporter.
Got it.
And...
Was he trying to, like, subtweet at... Was he like, I'm with your girlfriend, or is
no,
he just
no, it's because she, like, friends. Has her own thing. She's, like, a reporter, so she's like, oh,
you
it's
say
so-
that with such disdain. This woman has her own thing.
I have disdain for her.
I know.
It's
That's
not her
enough.
Fault, but it is. So, yeah, so she was, like, a Big East reporter, and he played at Villanova, so they, like, were at, like, a Big East thing, and she had tweeted, like, oh, so great to see, like, Daniel Oshefu, like, go Big East, blah, 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 or something.
The tone of her voice is just so full of
hate. I know.
Whew! Lock it up, Ellie.
I don't hate. I'm not hating.
All right, which one of these people posted a photo and the caption was, about last night, ... and then a fly AF photo of them in some clothes. They were not nude. Them in some clothes is the...
Wait, so who are my people?
Dirk, Markieff, and Ray.
Oh, I know this. Ray.
Trick question. It was not Ray. That is a classic Ray comment.
What?
And to be honest, Ray
He's
might
probably
Ray might have posted that, but that was Dirk.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Oh my God, and I thought I knew him
you
so
thought
well.
You knew Dirk. I know.
Wow.
Dirk is vain, too. That's the lesson of 2016.
He's fly.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who... Okay, who lived, this is like the fun fact one.
Okay.
Who lived in the same building complex as Edgar Allan Poe?
As a child?
I can't say.
Okay. If it's as a child, my guess is then not going to be Dwight, because he's from Atlanta and Poe is from Baltimore.
Very good deductive reasoning.
And I don't know where Malcolm and Daniel are from, but I'm going to say Malcolm.
So, it is Malcolm.
Yes!
And it's because Malcolm, first of all, I just picked Malcolm Brogdon because I was like, oh, he's, like, having a pretty good rookie season. I didn't really know that much about him.
He's not the process. Let's just...
I mean, he's not the process, and it, frankly, his social media presence sucks, and he needs to work on that.
Yeah.
But he is super duper smart.
Yeah.
Got his master's in public policy from UVA.
Whoa.
And lived in this area on the campus of UVA called The Range, which is like for only like the most special, smartest grad students.
Is he single?
I don't know, but he also sounds like President Obama when he talks. So take that for what you will, if you like that, if you don't. But he lived in these really special buildings, and Edgar Allan Poe.
Wow.
Lived there.
Oh, he's also from Atlanta.
Yeah, he's a good he's a good kid.
He's 24. He's not like a child.
I know. I mean,
wow, Malcolm.
Yeah, cool.
Does he
right?
have a Bumble? Okay.
Yeah. Fun facts, right?
I love that.
I know.
God, that's now my New Year's resolution.
I know.
Okay. My next question. Who captioned a photo, "Don't try to judge my past because you haven't walked my journey"? Hashtag Christian Louboutin. Hashtag I clean up nice. The last two hashtags I can't read because I'll give it away.
I'm going to say Markeef.
No, this one was
this
Ray.
This one was Ray.
And the last two hashtags are why not? Hashtag fashion king.
Oh, God.
Ray cleans up nice.
I didn't know Christian men wear Christian.
Oh, yeah. Ones? Christian makes sneakers and like God. Dress shoes. They still have the red soles. Dudes are way into Christian Louboutins. Well, not dudes I know, but dudes I follow on Instagram.
Can you imagine if there was like. It would never be Ray Louboutin. It had to be Christian.
Yeah.
Like he would try and make like a brand. I don't know what I'm saying.
Ray.
I'm dying.
I love Ray.
Okay. So obviously you should be able to figure out who this one is since this is the third question.
Oh, okay. You could mix it up, but.
I suppose I could. Who tweeted this year, "Happy birthday to a great first lady and friend"?
Aww.
Hashtag. And there's a photo attached of the two of them, and it says, hashtag having fun at 91.
At 91? Yeah. Wait, so this was Barbara Bush that he tweeted this with?
I can't say.
Dwight Howard and Barbara Bush in a photo is going to make my year. You can't tell me that exists.
It exists.
He's friends with Barbara Bush?
He's friends with Barbara Bush.
From when he played on the Rockets, I guess?
Yes. Yes.
Wow. God, guys. 2016 yes. was full of blessings.
Oh, my
and we
God.
Didn't even realize.
And the photo is adorable.
Please retweet that after the
I
pod.
Will. I will okay. find it. I had to go deep in the archives for that.
All right. This one was tweeted during Mamba's last game. Oh. Damn, Bean. The game gonna be different without you, man. Blessed I got to share the court with you. ... Mamba forever. Hashtag Mamba forever. Hashtag FOE.
What the? Oh.
Family over everything.
Is it Markeef?
Yeah. The fact I know that it's FOE was like him, Thomas Robinson, and Marcus Morris's thing at Kansas when Thomas Robinson had all that tragedy that year when like his mom died.
Yeah.
Family over everything. They have so many tattoos with it.
Oh, it's, wow.
Yeah.
I like that. Markeef. Also, I had Markeef has a potential Kardashian hookup as well. Just because that's such a strong K.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe one for each. Kendall and Kylie with Markeef and Marcus.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Some balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have just two Dirk tweets that I want to read you.
Please.
One is, when a fan asked why he was awake and tweeting at, like, a late time at night, his response was, "Ever heard of a continent called Europe? ...
Burn.
Sick burn.
Get him with the geography knowledge, Dirk.
And then when he was out of the playoffs, so like late in the season, he tweeted, "Chuckster with the glitter thread suit? ...
That honestly sounds like something I would have tweeted when I was like 12.
Yeah. I know.
Oh my God, I love him.
So we're really grateful that y'all listened to us last year. This has been a great New Year's resolution experiment. I
Indeed.
Think our one-year anniversary is coming up probably next week.
Oh, my goodness.
And we'll be celebrating in a big way.
We'll probably eat some more cookies, like at the holiday
party. Oh, my God. I wish you all could see Ellie's eyes right now. It's very creepy. But we hope you have a great weekend and a lovely, safe, blessed up, as Ray Westbrook would say, 2017.
Yes. Bye, team.